Tuesday morning, we like to talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, Weeksy?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mates, we have got some country championships happening over the long weekend.
Yeah, firstly in the juniors, of course, they're all over the state, but the big country runs are in Dubbo, Orange and also Maitland out at Marcellin. You can find out more through the New South Wales Country Facebook page for both the seniors and the juniors via NSW Country Rugby. Also through the website there, nswcountryrugby.com.au. Now, both the juniors and the seniors will be played as far as replays on Clutch, but also on the way through, you can go through the Facebook page, as we said, to watch some of the games. So look out for that from early Saturday and Sunday for the juniors. All the best to our young tackers from Hunter and also Central North that are going to be part of it. So the Big Bock and also Renee will be looking after things there respectively, and it should be a great opportunity for our kids to play some great rugby, as we said before, exclusively. They'll be back in Bathurst for the City versus Country game there in September in the various age groups from 13s, 14s, 15s, 16s and 17s. And, of course, the 18s have already been playing some rugby against CHS and CAS and all those characters over the last couple of weeks. Interesting times with that. Seniors, of course, we've got a experiential thing with the draw that'll be up on the Facebook page, but it all kicks off at around about 8:30, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and that'll be at Tamworth Pirates Rugby Ground and also, of course, across the road at West Leagues in Ann Street. So if you're coming in from the south, you just need to plough straight past the Golden Guitar, all the other stuff on the left-hand side. Look for Northcott Industries, which is on the left-hand side, turn up, and you'll be able to see Pirates on the left-hand side where the car park is. On the right-hand side, of course, West League stands out pretty prominently. Of course, Saturday morning, as our sides may be Central North or Hunter going about their work early on as part of a bit of an opportunity there with the Caldwell Cup, which is the major trophy. Central West look like they're going to be fairly firm favourites to make it three in a row, but there's certainly plenty of games on there. The ladies are part of it as well, so look out for that. But it's all on the website, all on the Facebook page. Saturday afternoon, though, Central North do play Western Plains at Pirates, but finals, of course, will be Sunday, and that will have the Colts will be at about 10 past one. The women's final will be at 12:40, and the Caldwell Cup will be at 10 past two. And, of course, for the Richardson Shield, which Central North will play in, that game will actually be down at Pirates at around about, I think, 1:30. So how it works is that you'll have Hunter, Central Coast, Illawarra, and Central West in one group, which plays for the Caldwell Cup. It's named after a fellow from out in the Central West who used to work as a pole driver for the railways. Of course, the Thompson Cup is for the ladies, and they'll have some teams there. It's named after Pam and Larry Thompson, who have been doing some great work nearly for 30 years there with Central Coast and also New South Wales and New South Wales Country Rugby. And, of course, the Colts is named after Bill Rollins, who was one of the greats, the president of New South Wales Country Rugby, based out of Cowra. And he was a president for nearly 30-odd years as well. So his son Tim actually played for the Cockatoos back in the 70s. But, fantastic weekend of rugby. As I said, most of the games will be on Clutch, if you know how that works, but also on the way through, you can go through the New South Wales Rugby Facebook page and their website, and you'll be able to find out more.
And Super Rugby-wise, solid performances without getting the bickies for the Reds and Waratahs last weekend, and what a wonderful effort by the ACT Brumbies to come from behind to take care of the Hurricanes.
The Westpac Reds will look back on a season drowning in injuries. Harry Wilson, James O'Connor, and also Liam Wright. Again, another season we didn't see him play reasonably amount of rugby, but a lot of young kids coming through. Very, very intense. The Canterbury Crusaders at home. Of course, the New South Wales Waratahs made a couple of mistakes, but it's nice to see Waikato's turned up to play, even though they got through to the playoff off the back of 2 1-point loss wins against the Melbourne Rebels on the Bell and also the Fijian Drua. And also, of course, the Ray White ACT Brumbies, you look, 20 minutes to go, they were gone. But
yeah,
they overcame the referee and some of their own incompetence to make it happen. But, big game, of course, Friday night, which is the understatement of the century, is Canterbury Crusaders take on the Waikato Chiefs. That'll be on Stan. And then on Gem, Channel 82, free-to-air, and also, of course, on Stan. On Saturday night at 5 o'clock, we do have the Auckland Blues taking on the Ray White, ACT Brumbies. Look, the Blues absolutely tore the Otago Highlanders to pieces, and all the more reason why we should have a top six next year if we go down that road.
Yep.
But that'll be something I'll reflect on most probably next week in the week of the final. But for the greater the good of the game, if the Chiefs can do what they did earlier this year and beat the Crusaders and maybe have Auckland in a final, that would be a massive, massive final, because I'd love to see Auckland and New South Wales in a final, because it's the biggest markets, and certainly Auckland have put the pieces together after being fairly incompetent for about 10 years, but yes. We can track more on that later on. Also, the Wallaroos do play on Sunday morning as well at 10 o'clock on Stan. They take on the Americans after their test match yesterday there, so we wish the girls all the best in that.
And we will catch up with Wixie and talk more local rugby and Super Rugby on the weekend on the Sideline View. Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Bear.